Okay, so let's see what we got today. So, yesterday we did the sheet, I guess, of a Gelfman. And there's a little bit of a cash on the Gelfman from our case by Shlita. So Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that in general, by chulin and by kachim, you need machshava. Okay, kavan, which means like by nida. So nida to become tohar for mikdash, she needs the kavana go into the mikvah. Can't just fall in. And that's for kachim in general. Similarly, by shchita's kachim, you need kavana that you're doing a shchita for, I guess, for the purpose of karba and hachshavasar, whatever. Right? That's by kachim. That seems like everyone agrees. By kachim, the question of kavana is what kind of a maisa does the Torah choose? Does it choose a maisa like a maisa adam, which has a machshava and he knows what he's doing, or does it just choose like a mechanical form of an action? Because in kachim, the Torah definitely always goes by the higher level of Maisa. Okay. He said because Kachim is about a person who's going with Me'asham and the appropriate type of Maisa to formulate in the framework of Kachim is Maisa Adam, which is Machshava. But in Chulin, Rav argues that since it's the area of the mundane, just about, you know, making your wife tahor, making your meat kosher, and whatever. So therefore, the Torah isn't what effectuates the change in those frameworks. It's purely just the tzuras ma'isa, the form. And machshava isn't relevant. To which Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Is that it's true that it's the realm of the mundane, but the whole changeover from asur to mutter is an abstract conceptual changeover. There's no physical change in the woman or in the meat, but it's a change in this conceptual chalos. So therefore, he holds that when the Torah formulates a maisa which brings about a conceptual change, a change in this chalos, so the appropriate maisa to use is a conceptual maisa, a maisa which involves machshava, kavana, of the adam. Because this way, the action is, so to speak, make contact with the phenomenon at hand, namely the conceptual, the abstract chalashem. So if you're just trying to cure a disease, which is purely a physical, mechanical thing, so then the action which works for that is a mechanical action. Who cares about machshava? But here, since you're trying to engender a change in the abstract chalos, there's nothing physically different between kosher and treif, just the chalos. So therefore, the way to do that is, Rabbi Yochanan holds, the Torah selects a maisa, Adam, Maisa, which is a conceptual Maisa, he knows what he's doing. He's deliberately doing this. He's involving himself in Machshavah Basar. So it doesn't just happen. So he holds in general, that's the models when the Torah by Chulin, the Torah uses a Tzuras, a Maisa, which involves Machshavah. The problem is that when it comes to Shchita, you see it's a Mishnah, Nasan holds, and we hold this is not Mishnah, that the Maisa, the Tzuras Maisa, is really, you don't need Kavana. You don't need Kavana. And Rabbi Yochanan holds like Stam Mishnah, and Stam Mishnah goes like Ranasim, so it's a contradiction. When it comes to Nida, you see, he's saying the general principle is Chulin really needs Kavana. But yet, when it comes to Shchita, which is Chulin, Shchita Chulin, so it says you don't need Kavana, just like Ranasim. So it's a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. It's a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. And so the Gemara answers that really, Rabbi Yochanan holds yes, that by kachim, I'm sorry, chulin really need machshava, but shchita is an exception because there's a lema, because by shchita, the Torah says by shchita's kachim, lertzon chem tizbachu, you need ratzon. You need to know what you're doing deliberately, you're doing the shlita. Right? The zvicha. So the saying is, oh, why does it have to say that? If you always need ratzon, you always need kavana, by chulin and by kachim, why does the Torah have to go out of its way by shlita's kachim They tell you, you need ratzon, you need to know what you're doing. L'daitacham. So he deduces, that's a miyah that teaches you, yeah, by kodshim, shlitas kodshim, you need machshava. You need kavana. But by shlitas cholen, you don't. So it's a miyah. Shlita is in, even if you say cholen normally needs machshava, it doesn't mean it has to always need it, it's a default. But the thing is, apparently, when it comes to shlita, it's different. It's different, and the limit is, only kodshim needs machshava, but cholen, it doesn't. By chulin, it's just a form of tzeres ha'maisa. Doesn't need machshava. Doesn't need machshava. And that's Rasa's position. And that's Rechon's answer. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. I mean, by the way, it would be nice if we could understand. I'm saying it would be nice because I don't know how optimistic we should be. But I'm not sure how much speculation and guesswork the whole thing is. But it would be nice if we could understand why Shlita is an exception. I mean, I don't think that should be like a question we have to answer. Because, look, you say, there's a gossip. Yeah. Look, that's an Aristotle says a general method which just formulates it, and the Shlita doesn't do that. Shlita does different. So, I don't know. I mean, it could be like, oh, it's a somewhat of a, like a why question. Why is it that it breaks away from the ordinary? So, like, if there's a good answer, if a good what answer, you know, sometimes a why question can be answered with a good halachic what, or something like that. You know, like if there's something which emerges at the end of today or whatever, it would be nice. But I don't know, maybe yes, maybe not. It's just like, I think for the time being, we should take it as a given. You know, I don't think it's a good path to pursue. Why should it be that there's an exception? Shlita? It's, I don't know, there's a gossip, whatever. That's not like, it's not necessarily a halachic question. So if in our halachic pursuit, we end up arriving at something which could shed light on it, that would be nice. But it's possible that it's just, you just have to accept it as a gossip, and there's nothing more to it halachically, and then you could speculate all the awful philosophically, but it's not really part of the sugya, it's just, you know. So I don't really feel like we're comfortable enough in this whole area to start speculating about these things. You know, so I think that being the case, I think it's not necessarily a good avenue to pursue. Why should it be an exception? Right? I mean, you see, the question itself is without saying what is the reason why. I mean, it's hard to even say. I mean, it's an exception. It's a gossip. So what's the, you know, there's no, it's not pshat that Rabbi Yochanan held it intrinsically. It has to be the Torah can't formulate chulin as it's just an isol. Just the question is, what's the more appropriate way to formulate it and what's the default? Right? So we said, is since you're changing a chalos, the proper, which is an abstract change in its identity, it's appropriate to go with a maisa, which is like an abstract maisa, a maisa which involves das, machshava, which relates to that chalos. But it could say what makes it kosher is the mechanical form of shchita, of a person who's shchita, and you don't need machshava. So that's a kiras gosef. So I'm just saying is I think, and it's an interesting point methodologically, is certain questions aren't wise to pursue, but it's worth asking the question anyways, because maybe something will open up. It's not like intrinsically a bad question. It just it might be the answer is philosophical or speculative, but at the same time, you could ask the question and maybe you'll get an answer, which is, you know, indicated or hinted to or something suggested by the facts, you know. So if you never ask it because it sounds philosophical, then you know, you may miss a good and interesting point. So I don't really know that there is such a point, but whatever. Even if there is a miyah to tell you that by chulin, shchitas chulin, you don't need kavana, you see, he still agrees with Rav that by kodshim, you always need kavana.
I mean, that's awesome.
What?
I think so.
I mean, the Rav's not talking about nida,
yeah,
whatever. But it seems like the whole machlokas, everyone seems to agree that by kodshim in general, you need machshava. Which I guess makes sense, because l'rson chem, it's the area of tzuritzoy, l'fnesha, and that's I don't think there's a machlokas about that. The machlokas here is about chulin. Right, and you see, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, is saying there's a miyad by shlita. It's only a miyad by chulin. It's not a miyad by kodshim. By kodshim, on the contrary, it's telling you l'rtzon chem tzibachu. You need the daitcham. You need das. So that's the nature of the limud in this area. In general, in kodshim makes sense. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So there's a limud that tells you by chulin, right? That by shlita chulin, you don't need the kavan, right? So he says, that's good according to Rabbi Nosson. But now if you recall, that by shchita, there's actually a machlokas whether you need kavana. Chachamim hold, you do need kavana. And they hold, if you just throw the knife down without knowing what you're doing, it's not good. And a chersh advokaton can't do shchita, because you need kavana. So what do they do with that limud? Right? It says Ratzon Cham, it says by Kajim, you need shchita, you need kavana, implying by chlon, you don't. So Rav Nasan, you know, now we understand where Rav Nasan gets his position from. But now it begs the question, what do the Chachamim do with that limud? It's a good limud. So the Gemara says, it says, no, I'll tell you what they do. They say, it's true, you don't need full kavana. Kavana for zvicha, which means kavana, as Rav Tosfos does, kavana for hachshar basar. Right? To be matya the meat. That you don't need kavana for. That's only necessary by kachem. Kachem, you have to be doing shchita for the purpose of machshering the meat for the mizbeach, for a chiyas kohan, and whatever. You don't need that. But you still do need kavana to do chatzitza asamanim. You need a kavana, a lesser kavana. And that's the meat. It's not saying you don't need kavana by shchita. Really, chula needs kavana, and shchita is no exception. The mi'ud is just changing what the kavana is. You don't need kavana for zvicha, which is heter basar, as Tosfos explains, but you need kavana for chatichas hasiman. Whereas Rabbi Nassan says, no, no, no. It's teaching you don't need kavana altogether by shchita. And shchita is purely just the mechanical form of the person cutting it. Nothing to do with kavana. So it's like a machlokas about what, how far the mi'ud is going, you know. So I thought maybe we could try to define that a little better, you know, define the question about how to interpret the limud in this context, you know. Given the premise in general for when it's kavana, now you have a limud, it says by shchita, schulin, it does not. Is it telling you that it is no kavana, or is it telling you just you don't need kavana for a zvicha, so you want a choticha? And Rushke the Gemara then says, but it's hard. Says that's a hard position to Rabbanan, because the pasuk doesn't say anything about chaticha. It says v'zavachta, or zorzoncham tizbachu v'zavachta zvicha. It doesn't mention chaticha. So if you want to tell me the requirement of kavana for zvicha applies to chol, and then you should need kavana the real deal. And if you tell me it doesn't, so then you shouldn't need it altogether. It's like a kind of a funny middle position that the Chacham are coming to. That you need kavana for a chaticha, not kavana for a zvicha. Where does that come from? That's like neither here nor there. So that's why the Gemara says that in this one, Rabbi Nassan really is better. He has better argument. Funny thing of the Gemara to say. But Rava says, "Behazachinu Rabbanan Rabbi Nassan Rabbanan." In this, Rabbi Nassan is a good point. He is zochah over the Rabbanan. Right? And it just ends with that. It's kind of interesting, you know. Like Natskan Rashi, Natskan Kilomar Bezos near in the var of Mindavraham. In this regard, his words seem to be better. Could be just he's saying is in terms of the Svara itself, I don't know, it's a different question. But just in terms of the Limud, it's like Dofik. Sounds like what he's saying. It's like the Rabbanan Dofik to say in terms of the Limud. In terms of Svara, maybe it's a different story, but he's saying is in this regard it's like it's a weak answer, he's saying. Okay, it's interesting. Not often that the Maran do that, you know. To my arguing, and then Amara says, and this, I think he's better. You know. Pshat here, I mean, there's two things in Shchita. In Shchita, you could have asked this question. When we say you need Kavana by Chulin, right? Kavana in general. By Chulin. Like by Nida. What Kavana are we talking about? Okay, if you would have asked me this other day, I would have said, I don't know. But it seems like from here we could deduce a little bit. But what kavana? The woman goes in the mikvah for, let's say, for chulin, for kachim, for kodesh b'yachon, for chulin. What does she have to have in mind? That I'm doing a maisa tefila, or that I'm trying to be matayer myself to my husband? You know what I mean? What kavana? Kavana of the effect, or kavana of like the action that you're doing? Right? Physical action, or like the halachic action, which is like creating a taira, you know? Or shchita, what's the kavana? Is it a kavana that I'm maturing the meat through this specific method of cutting, or is it just kavana that I'm doing this specific method of cutting? Right? So it sounds like he's learning is that in general, when we say kavana, it means for this conceptual maisa, right? That's the effect, which is good with kind of what we're saying. Because we're saying that his argument is avaychulin, since you're bringing about an effect, you have to be related to that effect. So you have to be having kavana that I'm doing a maisa taira, a maisa hechsher, not just a maisa of dipping in the water, just going swimming or whatever. I'm doing a maisa taira. That's generally the principle. And my kavana of shchita would mean I'm doing a maisa hechsher basa, right? Now the limud tells me chulin this shchita is different. Well, how's it different? Oh, you don't need kavana that you're doing a maisa hechsher basa. You don't need a, that's kavana zvicha. That's what's called kavana zvicha. But you still need a kavanas chaticha that you're doing chatichas asimanim. Can't be that you're just throwing the knife on the floor and whoop, look at that, it happened to happen. That's not good. So the miyud is telling you it's a miyud, it's stepping down what the kavana is for. It's only a kavana for chatichas asimanim, not a kavana for the effect of the shlita. But Rabbi Nosson is saying is no, once you step down the need for a kavana, so then that's it. You don't need any kavana. You can be thrown on the floor. Right?
What about Nida?
By Nida, so I guess you'll say, is since there is no limud like that, so you need the Kavana to really create Heter, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that be Metayar her, for her husband. It's not just Kavana that she's going in the water, the Kavana that she's creating Tyra. You know what I mean?
So everyone holds you need Kavana. I guess that makes up the Shitas.
Everyone's agreeing that in general.
By Nida, everyone agrees you need.
Kavana for Taira, right. For Bechulin in general, the default is you need Kavana for the effect, for Taira, for Kachabasi. But by Shlita, there's a Miyot, which tells you don't need, step down. So is it just stepping down, saying you don't need Kavana for Hechshabasi, or you still need Kavana for Chaticha, Samanim? Or is it saying, that's the Rabbanan, or the Rabbanan says, no, it's telling you don't need any Kavana at all by Shlita. You just throw it on the floor. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. This isn't the only way to learn. I mean, the Gemara just differentiates between chaticha, kavanas zvicha, and kavanas chaticha. But Tosva says, pirush, the zvicha, pirush hatira bezvicha zu. The chaticha miyavainan, kipirush, the chaticha simanim, the freshus. So there's another earlier Tosva says that, but that's the way Tosva is learning. I may have reason to believe that Rashi, I mean, I saw in some, in the Minnesota again, I quoted some, I forgot who, said that the Rashi learns differently. I didn't see why, but now I'm thinking about what we're going to do tomorrow. Maybe we'll see tomorrow that Rashi does one differently. I don't know, but whatever. But for now, let's believe Tosfos. That's what Tosfos was learning. So, you know.
So, what was the difference in what you said about?
Yeah, so maybe like this. Just what's the deal? How do you look at Tefillah? Okay? And similarly by Shechita. Do you look at it, let's say Tefillah, as a Maisa of Tahara? Right? What am I doing? I'm tarring myself, maybe being tarring myself via going in the mikvah. Or do you look at it as like a maisa of tevila, maisa of dipping in the mikvah, whose purpose is taira, the effect is taira, but the maisa is a maisa of tevila. Or do you say it's like a conceptual maisa? It's a maisa of taira, and the mikvah is like the vehicle, but it's like a conceptualized action. An effect-driven maisa, doing taira, so that the effect is part of the action. Okay, or do you say again, no, the action is an action of tefillah, and the effect emerges. Okay, similarly, you could ask, by shchita, what is the maisa of shchita? Is it like a maisa hechsher basar? Through a certain form, the way I'm doing hechsher basar is through doing the knife and this and this and this. But it's like the hechsher basar is part of what I'm doing. I'm mashering the basar. Or do you say no? I'm doing a ma'isa of chatichas asimanim, and if I do the ma'isa appropriately, then the result is hechsher basar. So like you could look, you can see the result as like part of the very, as like a result, or you could look at it as like part of the very nature of the action. Like as an example, like with a result being part of an action, let's say murder. Murder is not just an action of cutting a guy's throat and then, oh, he happens to die. That's the action, an action of murder. So like sometimes the result is part and parcel of the very action which you're doing. Other times it's just a result. I mean, I don't know. I think I'm a different example. Fine. But, so now the thing is like this. What's the difference? The difference is well, let's say you need kavana. Let's say the premise of Yochanan is you need kavana. You're doing chulin, kachim, yozni, kavana. But what am I, what, kavana to what? So it depends. So by nida, he says the maisa is a maisa of Tyra. The effect is, it's not just I'm just taking a dip and then Tyra's results, but then what is tefillah? Tefillah is a maisa of Tyra. And the mikvah is simply the vehicle. It's the vehicle, but what am I doing? The action is an action of Tyra, of creating Tyra. So if you tell me you need kavana, so you have to be say, I'm being mitayra myself. If I think I'm just going in the water and I don't know anything about thyroid, then I'm not really, I don't have kavana for that action. I'm not, it's the same thing as if I just fall in the water. I'm not trying to do what the action is. I'm trying to dip in the water, but that's not what tefillah is. Tefillah is the myself thyroid. So I have to know about the thyroid. Right? But he says that the limud here of shrita is low, dropping the kavana level. He's saying is that by shrita that's not the case. By shrita, the maisa shrita is a maisa really of chaticha, chaticha sasamana, and it's not the hechsher basar, the zvicha which emerges, is a result, but the maisa is purely a maisa of chatichas basar in a very specific way, and therefore I need kavana that I'm doing that specific action. But I don't need kavana by the result. Perhaps by kodshim, the result is part of the very action. There, it's a sonchon tizbachu. I'm involved in zvicha, which is machshirin the basar for the other step in the avoda. It's part of the avoda, and it's not just a maisa of cutting meat, but it's a maisa of hechshirin the basar for the further steps in the avoda. So that's the nature of the activity, and therefore I need kavana for that. But that's just by kodshim. But by chulin. Chulin, this shchita, is purely an action of a chaticha simanim. It's a very specific method of killing an animal. And therefore, if I'm just throwing a knife down, that's not good. But I need kavana for the maisa of chaticha simanim. So I have to be like, chershalim can't do that. They don't even know what that is. But as long as I have a mevendas and I'm specifically trying to do that, so then that's fine. I just don't have to think. I need kavana to be doing the maisa shlita. But I don't have to have kavana for hechsher basar. Because that's not, that's what it's saying, is that the fact is not part of the maisa by shlita. That's the limud. Whereas by tevila, it is. By tevila, he holds it is. So what it's doing is it's not really telling you that there's a lesser requirement of kavana by chulin. It's redefining for you what is the Maisa Shchita by Chulan. Right? As opposed to Rabbi Nosson holds, he's saying, no. And this is what Rava says, no, this isn't, those parts doesn't say V'shachata V'chatachta, it's not talking about that. It's just telling you that the requirement for Kavana altogether is a requirement by Shvay Kachem, but by Shchita Chulan, the Torah drops the requirement, and it says it's purely mechanical action. You don't need any kavana. And this is definitely a limud. Normally, by shchitas kachem, you definitely need kavana to be doing shchitas hechsher basar, the whole deal. Now you have a limud which tells you no. Chulin's different. Chulin, you don't need it. So is it telling you simply you don't need kavana? It's purely a mechanical action by chulin? Or is it saying, no, what do you mean? Of course you need chulin. Chulin always needs kavana. It's just telling you, it's adjusting for you how to conceptualize the maisa shchita. Whereas by kodshim, you conceptualize maisa shchita as a maisa of machshering the basar via this cutting. But by chulin, it's telling you, no, this is purely a maisa of chaticha, and therefore your kavana becomes limited to kavanas chaticha. Right? But that's what Rava says, in this sense, Rav Nosson is better. Because the pasuk just says, is avachta, letzonchem tzbechu. It doesn't say anything about chatachta. It's like, whereas the pasuk is telling you about that you need kavana by kodshim, the appropriate limud is, but you don't need kavana by chulin. If the limud is to tell you that by chulin the tzuras hamaisa is a matter of, it's purely chaticha as opposed to zvicha, then the limud should somehow point to that. It's not talking about that. So he's saying is it's like a little bit hard in the limud to say that's what's going on. So, but it's, that's what he's learning. And it's not a knockout, he's just saying it's more of a stabber in terms of the lima. But he's saying the limud is adjusting for you the concept of what's the relationship of the effect of the shechita to the ma'isa shechita. That's a limud when it comes to the chulin. And I think it kind of makes sense. It's the chulin is shechitas, like a chulin is different. Shechita is different than, let's say, tefillah. Because in tefillah, what is the action? Is it going in the water? What kind of action is a ma'isa of taira? You're creating taira via the water. But by shechita, it's sensible to say the ma'isa is the specific way of killing an animal. It's like it's telling you that the shechita is, it's like a ma'isa, it's a very specialized method of killing. And the effect is really just like an outcome. It's an outcome of the thing.